Well, now welcome to the call of the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Jimmy Laycock. Good morning, Coach Laycock.
Good morning.
Good morning. A hard-fought game for you guys on the road up in New Hampshire. Come up short 21-12. As you look back, give me your breakdown on that game.
Well, obviously New Hampshire is a good, very good team, and you play them up there is always tough. I was disappointed. We had some things happen good for us early, insofar as some turnovers and some field position, and we were not able to take advantage of it. And if you play somebody good like that, you get some short fields, or you get those types of things happen to you. You better take advantage of it because they'll come back and get you later on. I thought we played hard, but I think we, especially offensively, we certainly didn't execute or really didn't execute the passing game like we need to. I thought, Kendall Anderson was back in there, and he ran very, very hard, and I thought there was a lot of good things that showed up on defense, too, but not enough against a good team like New Hampshire.
And when talking to Sean earlier, he talked about what a tough weather day it was, and how much did that contribute to the difficulties in the passing game?
Well, I think it contributed a great deal. We had a very difficult time handling the football, throwing the football, catching it, and all the things that you need to do. Yeah, that certainly presented problems, but it was the same for both teams, and you just have to adjust to it. And I don't think we didn't adjust to it real well or let it get into our mind or whatever, but I think it affected us.
We're here with William & Mary head coach Jimmy Laycock. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get that fourth option.
And your first question is from the line of Dave Johnson with the Daily Press.
Hey, Jimmy. Do you feel that has the offense not been clicking on a regular basis this year? And if so, is there any particular reason that you see behind that?
Well, I don't think we've been as good as we'd like to be. I think it has certainly haven't been as consistent. And, we didn't have any pre-snap penalties up there, which is good. And, the organization and all that were good. And our running game was okay. I thought, with Kendall back in there, it certainly helped us. But, again, we were not able to convert some situations. And obviously, we're not able to put some points on the board when we were down in the red zone. So that makes it for a tough day.
I guess you mentioned Kendall. It did appear that he was running stronger than he has earlier this year. Was that your take?
Yeah, that was my take. I thought, he, I don't know if he's totally recovered, but he certainly looked pretty good up there, and he popped one long, nice run for a touchdown. But, he's running hard.
And is Funderburk definitely an ACL?
He is definitely out for the year, yes.
Okay, thanks.
Your next question is from the line of Greg Mazzia with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Coach, I'm just kind of wondering, in your years of seeing James Madison teams, how does this one kind of stack up? Is this one of the better JMU teams that you've seen while coaching against them?
Oh, geez. Now you're really making me think. I could go back because we certainly have been playing them for a long, long time. This is a very good team. I mean, I haven't seen all of it yet, all the tapes and all the stuff yet. So I really couldn't give you it just wouldn't be fair to give a comparison at this stage. But from what I've seen so far, they're a very talented team, very well-coached team, a very good team.
What makes their offense, just from what you've seen, what makes their offense so tough to stop? Is it that they have multiple weapons? Is it the quarterback makes the decision? What do you think is kind of the...
Well, I think it's a little bit of everything. I think, they have very good running backs. Their quarterback's playing very well. They got good skill outside, and their offensive line is good. So, I mean, you put those things together, and they know what they're doing. They're very consistent about what they're doing, and they execute very well. So, there's a lot of reasons, I guess, as you look at it, why they're successful.
The quarterback, sure, he made his first career start last year against you guys. Where have you kind of seen him grow the most, I guess, as you prepare to play him again?
Well, I haven't seen all the tape at this point in time. What I've seen is that he looks to be able to do everything that they would be asking him to do, whether it's making the throws that they're asking him to do, making the reads, run the ball when they're asking him to do. He looks to be able to do everything and everything very efficiently.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Your next question is from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Jimmy, when you go to Bridgeforth Stadium, is the preparation complicated by having to go through hand signals and other things that might be required in terms of playing offense in a noisy place?
Noisy thing. You know, it is usually pretty loud up there, and we've gone through that before. But, again, we've played in, you know, other places too, John, where we've had to tune ourselves in so far as crowd noise and this type of thing. So I think it's not like it's be the first time that we've done that. So I think our players should be okay on that.
Thank you.
Jimmy, I know injuries are part of the game, but you guys play without Hunter Windmiller and Nick Dorca up at New Hampshire. Have you ever gone into a game without both your punter and kicker, and how much did that hurt?
Well, it's the first time for everything, I guess. You stick around long enough, you can have can always come up with something new. So, yeah, I can't remember this ever happening before. But, you know, you just that's like you say, it's part of football, and you've got to have somebody come in there and step up. And, you know, we'll see.
Do you expect to have either of those guys back this week?
I really, at this stage in the week, I have no idea right now.
All right. Switching to the defensive side of the ball, your defense performed pretty well in that game, held New Hampshire to, I think, 200. They had some rushing yards in the fourth quarter, but played pretty well for most of the game, and leading that charge, Nate Atkins, a redshirt freshman, 11 tackles, and now 42 for the year. Talk about the effort from your defense overall and then the contributions that Nate's made.
Well, I thought we played well, you know, defensively for the most part. I mean, and again, they were put in some tough situations field position wise, and I thought they responded. They played hard. I thought Nate, he's a young guy that's thrown into that position, the inside linebacker, and you know, we're asking him to make calls, we're asking him to make checks, we're asking him to play a lot of different things, and he seems to be doing well, and he seems to get better each week. So I'm very pleased with him.
All right, Jimmy, thanks as always for your time this morning, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, take care.
Take care.